Since September 11th, Americans have donated millions of dollars to charities, including those that help the 125 military and civilian workers who were victims at the Pentagon. Much of the money earmarked for those families has not been dispersed due to a combination of circumstances. Most of those killed at the Pentagon were covered by life insurance and other grants. Also playing a role is the military culture, in which death always is possible and self-reliance is drilled from basic training forward. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The Navy Marine Corps Relief Society has been around since 1904, when it was organized to help the widows and orphans of sailors and Marines killed in the Spanish-American War. On September 11th, 33 uniformed Navy personnel were among those killed when Flight 77 slammed into the Pentagon. 22 of those 33 left behind widows, and there are 32 children who lost a parent. The Relief Society has received more than $3 million in contributions for those victims. But to this date, fewer than half have sought any of that assistance. John Alexander is a retired Navy commander who is director of communications for the Relief Society.
The Navy and Marine Corps take care of their own. The Army takes care of its own. The military takes care of its own. There's a reluctance to raise your hand and say, I need help. I think it's built into the military culture.
The president of the Relief Society is retired Admiral Jerome Johnson. He says most of the contributions to the Society's Pentagon Assistance Fund will be used to pay the college tuition of those Navy children who lost a parent in the attack. Johnson says there is a strong support network in the military that helps the families of those killed cope with their losses.
It's the nature of our profession, and we live with this possibility on a day-to-day basis. And in my own experience, I'm a naval aviator, and over my career, I've lost a number of good friends. In one six-week period, I was an honorary pallbearer six times.
About half of those killed at the Pentagon were not military, but civilian employees, along with a handful of people working on contracts. The Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund has collected over $3 million for federal employees affected by the attack. Robin Kehoe is the group's Washington representative.
Most of them had life insurance. There's the workers' comp money that's going to be coming to them, and although it's not the same as getting somebody's salary, it does mean that people hopefully are not destitute at this point. And I think a lot of people are looking at that and saying that there are other people who need the help more than they do.
But it's been anything but easy for survivors such as Joe Mickley, whose wife Patricia, a Defense Department budget manager, was killed in the attack.
I just don't know exactly how the financial situation is going to shake out. I spent the first probably month or month and a half, we in the family, determining what Patty's status was and trying to find her.
Patricia Mickley worked in a first-floor office at the Pentagon, where it's believed the nose of Flight 77 struck. Joe Mickley says after his wife's body was found and the funeral, he turned his attention to helping the couple's school-aged daughter cope with the loss of her mom. Only now, he says, is he worrying about things like how he'll pay the mortgage on his family's suburban Virginia home with just one income.
Just like a lot of families, I took care of certain things, and she took care of a lot of things, and she took care of a lot of the child care issues, and I'm going through a tremendous learning curve on that part of it, and so bills just sat on the side and kind of piled up on the side, and the financial situation just went to the wayside, so I'm sorting it out right now.
Mickley and the other relatives of those killed September 11th will be eligible for payments from the Federal Victims Compensation Fund, although there are already concerns the payments will be inadequate. As Joe Mickley notes, Washington is an area where two-income families are practically the rule, and even with life insurance and death benefits, the loss of a loved one is a hard thing to make up. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.